This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone, to Albia Community High School as we get ready to take on the doubleheader, the second game. Albia Blue Demons are warming up on the court right now, taking on the Centerville Big Reds. But I tell you what, folks, should be a great game. I know the JV game was earlier at 5 o'clock, and the Albia boys were able to come out on top there 38-33. So, just a good group of young men, both squads, in a hard-fought game that Albia pull out the win. And I know the varsity squads wanting to do the same. As we come into tonight, Albia is used to putting up about 65 points on average on a contest, giving up only 51. With that margin, that's why you end up with a 10-1 overall mark. Centerville, 4-4 on the season. As you would expect, a little closer margin. They put up 70, so they like to score, but their defense gives up 66 on average. So they're giving up just about where Albia is used to scoring. So we'll see how that plays out for both squads. For Centerville, they're led by Michael Starcevich, who's their do-everything athlete. He's quarterback on the football team, been there for years, just a great point guard. Averages about 17 points a game. Colton Gonerman, who had a great season last year, comes in with 15-point clip. Garrett Ferris is a senior who I personally know has done a lot of work since he's been in sixth grade. He's done a lot of off-season work, really loves basketball, plays much bigger than his size would tell you, and he puts up about 14 a night. Jared Armington's another senior, so a lot of seniors on this team, puts up about 9 a night. And Brett Kozarich is just a freshman for the Centerville team. He's about a 6'2", 6'3", freshman, really has worked hard, comes from a great family, great work ethic out of them, and he's getting about 6.5 points as a freshman coming in. He's last few games gotten that starting nod, and then off the bench for the most part it's going to be Tate Felton, the sophomore who we saw in the JV game. He gets about 5 points, and Garrett McGran will get some minutes as well. So that's kind of their leaders for the Centerville team. For Albia, as we alluded to earlier, Matt Baker comes in, and what a great athlete he is for this Blue Demon squad. Just a junior at 29 points a game average. He also comes in with does a lot of jobs, a good job of getting a lot of assists. He's the second leading assist maker on the team at 25. Zach Hugan actually leads that. Zach Hugan is the second leading scorer at 8 points a night. Tanner Wynn gets just over 7. Mason Cox will light it up with the 3-point line and get about 7 a night. And then I'm not sure, it was Vic Sanders. They rotate a little bit on the starting line between Vic Sanders, 6'3", who does one of our best rebounders out there on the court, or Dalton Peterson. Will also come in and do a great job. Dalton does not score very many points, neither does Vic Sanders, but Dalton's a big, tall presence if we need him, and so that's really a nice feature. You'll see Coach Archer go 10 deep, Coach Ratliff. He'll bring in at about 5-minute mark. He'll bring in Peterson, maybe he'll come in for Vic. 4-minute mark, we'll start getting Blake Bear, who's our leading scorer, Luke Sarver, Ryan Sarver. So a lot of good balance out of the Blue Demons.
Yeah, they have some good depth and guys that can play multiple positions. They got some of those guys that can play out on the wings, they can play up top, and they can drop down and play the big position down low. So some good depth going on for the Demons this year.
What's really interesting, too, out of the Blue Demons, something different this year, the little subtle things. I'm fortunate I've got a sophomore boy who's playing on the team there, so you kind of get a little bit of buzz. You hear some things going on. A new addition on the coaching staff, and it's not something normally you don't talk a whole lot about coaches other than the head coaches, but we've got a young man. We've got a gentleman who's coaching here for the Blue Demons, Dustin Kirkland, who comes in. He actually had been at Danville the last few years. If you remember anything about Danville 1A program, they had those Suka twins and another point guard who's playing college ball right now. So he's been around a very good program. Brings in a lot of knowledge. He and his family moved to a closer to this direction. His wife teaches down in Centerville, and he teaches here in Albia. But what he brings is a different style of play, and he's given Coach Archer some input, and he listens to it. Coach Archer, it's his program without a doubt, but we've seen a zone defense. Coach Archer will tell you he does not know what zone defense is. He loves man-to-man. When you have a tall, dominant post, you can do that a little more. When you've got a bunch of six-footers like we've got, that zone makes a lot of sense, and Coach Kirkland's been able to help Coach Archer in this program do that. We see that at the JV level, but really we'll see that off and on here at the varsity level, and that's been an interesting change for this Blue Demon squad.
Yeah, and it almost gives the defense not a breather because they're still working extremely hard down there, but they get to focus on the area of the court rather than chasing their guy all around the court. So it's not used as a breather, but it is an effective way to catch a breath if you need to when the ball is on the opposite side of the court. It also provides a great help defense. If somebody's coming down the lane or driving down the baseline, they're able to slide that guy off the back of the zone to pick him up for help.
And, you know, when they, usually it's a 1-3-1. We saw the girls do a 2-3, but 1-3-1. And the guy out on the top point or the off wing, you'll see them start to break for fast breaks. And a lot of times that'll be Matt Baker, who's lightning quick. And that's all you need, is to give him an extra 5 or 10 feet on the opponents. And we get that rebound, he can go ahead and kick that ball along and get Matt. And that helps to get him some of those points as well. So that's the starting lineups. That's the formations we've got here. They're getting ready to jump the ball. Vic Sanders is going in there against Colton Gonderman. Up goes the tip. Controlled by Centerville, and they will start the ball with the possession. Ferris gets the tip, takes a little jumper. Nobody picks him up, puts up the first 2 points. So, again, a high, potent, quick-scoring team. Matt Baker gets the ball in the front court, sets the offense, gets it over to Tanner Wynn. He checks the field, sees what's going on. Zach Hugan pops out top the key, looks around, sees what he's got, sees cutting Tanner Wynn. Those two work really well together. Mason Cox gets into the baseline. Matt Baker up top, and it goes, Coach.
That's exactly where you want to see that game start. They were patient on offense. They worked the ball around. Baker got himself open at the top, and they found him. Put it right down.
And there's the freshman, Brett Kozowicz. We're going to hear that name for several years. For those of you listening to Southern Iowa, Brett Kozowicz goes in for layup, playing a guard spot for the most part, but he's a tall, lanky kid who drives in and gets a nice little bucket. 4-3 is our score. It's going to be an up-and-down game. Both teams have very athletic players. Tanner Wynn gets it, drives in, kicks out the wide-open Mason Cox, hits the back of the iron, no rebound there. Garrett Ferris controls and brings it forward. Ferris immediately attacks, and he's not the tallest kid out there, Coach, but Garrett will drive hard, and he's very strong and controlled on the dribble.
Yeah, and, you know, if you're strong and you can stay in control driving in that lane, you're going to be very effective. Albie did a good job there picking him up and causing a turnover.
Which is a great deal for the Blue Demons. 4-3, the Reds have the lead. Blue Demons get in the front court, a little trap going up high on Matt Baker, but a very sure-handed guard dribbling, penetrates, tries to kick it to Tanner Wynn, but Garrett Ferris deflects it, gets the ball, gets it to Brett Kozowicz, who takes it up the court. Sets the offense, gets it up in. 3-point shot up and no good.
Good offside rebound there by number 25.
Mike Starcevich.
And put it right back up, drew the foul.
Yeah. Mike Starcevich had the shot, and then Garrett Ferris, got the rebound and put it up and drew the foul. Yeah, and again, both teams, you know, when you're putting up 70 and 67 points a night, you like to move the ball a little bit. You'll see this up and down all night long. The one thing I think, as I say that, Garrett Ferris makes his first free throw. One thing I think we'll see, though, because Albie goes as deep as they do, I think that bodes well for us as the game wears on. Centerville, the last game, only went 6 deep, and that's not a good recipe to win games in the long run.
Yeah, you know that Coach Archer likes to push that ball up the court as he makes that second free throw, making the score 6-3. But, yeah, we could wear them down, and that could be huge at the end of the game, fourth quarter.
And we've seen that. You know, Saturday ago we played West Central Valley, and they were a big, tall team, and it was very competitive at half. But second half, even though they were much taller than us, we were able to wear them down and keep outrunning them. Yeah. Matt Baker penetrates, tries to kick it, dish it off to Vic Sanders. Oh, and I was going to say, one official about missed the call, and the one underneath alertly called it, caught it, that it was deflected by Centerville, and so we will retain possession. Originally, the far official was saying Vic tipped it out, which he did not even get his hands on.
Yep.
So Zach Hugan will check it in, gets it up top to Tanner Wynn, who sets the offense to Matt Baker, gets the elbow to Wynn. Hugan kicks it out the Wynn, 3-pointer no good, rebound controlled by Centerville. Ferris gets it to Brett Kozowicz, again the freshman, bringing the ball up. Starcevich gets it on the low corner, drives in a charge. Vic Sanders, how about that? Your post draw on the charge.
That's exactly what we were talking about. He saw that some help defense was needed. He went over there, he cut that baseline off. The Centerville driver just couldn't get stopped in time, plowed into him.
Michael Starcevich really wanted to attack the hoop, but Vic Sanders is new, and Coach Archer does a great job. He would have scouted the team well to know that that's what they like, so good job there out of Vic. Ball comes in, they swing it. Good defensive there, almost deflected. Zach Hugan able to get it, control it. He gets it back from Vic Sanders, drives to the hoop, hard drive, takes it in all the way. Ricochets off, gets fouled in the act of shooting, so Zach Hugan, very strong, quick kid. You know, I would love to see him drive to the hoop a lot more than he does.
Yeah, I think that was maybe Armington that they called that foul on. No, it looks like it was on number 20. That's
the Starcevich.
That's two on him already. So that could come into play later. But, yeah, he just took that in there with some force.
And that's what they need to do. And then, again, you know, Zach Hugan and Tanner Wynn at a minimum are looking to probably come out here at about the 4-minute mark. So they know they can go hard because they got Sarver and Sarver Ryan and Luke Sarver coming in for them. So there's no reason to take it easy. And that's what I think helps with that depth. And is just as you called, Todd, Michael Starcevich is checked out of the game. Comes in, who we got coming in there? Oh, Tate Felton. Yeah, the sixth man. Tate Felton comes in, a sophomore. So we got a freshman and a sophomore and three seniors in here for the Big Reds.
All right, Zach makes that second free throw, takes the score to 6-4. Centerville Big Reds right now with the lead. They have the ball up top.
Colton Gonderman is now running the point there. Kind of an interesting set, using their forwards a little bit more to run the point. Gonderman gets to Ferris, who comes back to Gonderman, looks inside, gets the big post up from Armington. Armington not able to put it in. Zach Hugan gets it, looks up court just as we talk. Oh, my goodness. Quick passing out of the Blue Demons. Can't make the bucket. They got Mason Cox gets it to Matt Baker, and he couldn't make the reverse, but great effort out of them. Looks to be a charge. Ooh, going to call the block. I thought we were going to get the charge call again there. I thought it was a really good defensive effort out of the Blue Demons, but the official said we were still moving. Tanner Wynn has drawn a number of charges this year.
Yeah, he's not afraid to take some contact, and he feels maybe he was straight up. The official saw a little differently. We'll shoot two for the Big Red.
Yeah, Colton Gonerman will go to the line and shoot for the Big Reds. Again, his second leading scorer at 15 points a night. Misses the first one there. Coach Archer really stresses the importance of not fouling and not making unnecessary fouls, so try to keep that foul count low. Try not to get the team to the line any quicker than we have to. Makes the second free throw, so 7-4 is our score with 5:17 in the first quarter. Again, a Dan Stock here and Todd Ratliff calling the game tonight. Albie Blue Demons taking on the Centerville Big Reds. Zach Hugan takes a nice little mid-range, a three-pointer. Check that. He got his feet outside. What a nice shot out of Zach.
That was a good pass. They had the ball inside. Two guys collapsed on him, left Zach Hugan wide open out there. He took the step back and got the extra point. Three-pointer Hugan.
Nice job out of Zach. Centerville gets the ball in. Gonerman takes it, tries to dribble, tries to penetrate. Nothing there. Good defense. Gone to the 1-3-1 zone. But the shot goes up by Brett Kozlerich again. He only comes in averaging 6.5 points a night, but he has 5 already on the contest. Tanner Wynn drives in, sees a Mason Cox driving, cutting, can't get a shot up. Wings it, swings it back out. Tanner Wynn gets it, tries the little floater, can't get it to drop. Rebound controlled by Jared Armington. And up comes Gonerman bringing the ball up as the point guard for him. Gets it to Ferris on the far side.
Guarded out there by Baker. Swings the ball around.
Felton gets it back out to, we're going to call a travel.
Steps,
yep. Say Garrett Ferris just shuffled his feet when he got the ball up top there from your Colton Gonerman. So that'll be a turnover. Here he comes as we called about the 5-minute mark. Try to get in Dalton Peterson. Give Vic Sanders a little chance to breathe. So Dalton is a big kid, big, tall post, does a nice job. He's really gotten more aggressive, more physical underneath, will control the boards when he can. Not necessarily an offensive score, but he does all the little things.
He does. He sets the box outs up there, sets some good screens like he just did there for Tanner Wynn as he drove it to the hoop and drew the foul.
You know, and that's the thing that's not going to show up on a stat book is that little screen he set allowed him to get Tanner Wynn to get open, and so the defense has to hurry up and recover, and then it caused the foul. You don't get that good screen set, Tanner Wynn may still get the shot off, but it may not be as clean, and he may not have a chance to go in. He had a chance to make that, just missed that, but he'll get two shots nonetheless. And as we called, here comes the subs coming in. Blake Bear, the sophomore. Luke Sarver, Ryan Sarver set to check in, but he will come in for Tanner Wynn. Zach Hugan and Mason Cox will sit down. You know, and we don't lose much here. You got two juniors and a sophomore coming in. Blake Bear has been really aggressive. He plays beyond his years there, does a really good job for him. Tanner Wynn, second one. As I jokingly say, anytime you know you're being subbed out, you want to miss that second one so you get more playing time. But unfortunately, the ball knocked out of bounds, and so Tanner Wynn will go to the bench for Ryan Sarver. 4:06 in the quarter here. 10-8 is our score. Centerville has a slight lead, two-point lead. Again, we've got the subs coming in. We're keeping our bodies fresh here. Matt Baker is a rare exception. He rarely sits out. He can go the whole game, has just a high motor in him and an ability to go the full game. But coach likes to get the rest of the subs in, get that 9-player rotation going. Colton Gonerman has the ball up top, trying to set the offense, trying to look on the far side. Tate Felton, the sophomore, can't get him the ball. Gets it to the near side to Brett Kozlerich. Nice little pump fake and drives. Dalton Peterson cuts him off, makes him alter the shot, but Brett Kozlerich able to make it.
Had to go up high over Dalton Peterson. He was up in the air, arms stretched up high.
Ryan Sarver, who just came in and takes a shot, nice looking shot, bounces too high, hits the top of the backboard, out of bounds. The Blue Demons will turn the ball over to the Reds. So 12-8 is our score. Brett Kozlerich, again, the freshman coming in, and has 7 points on the night, right at his average already in the first quarter, and we're not done.
It's like with the new lineup, we've gone to a man-on-man defense. Got Dalton Peterson guarding up top. Centerville swings the ball around. Back up top.
Gonerman gets it now from Tate Felton. Again, the sophomore coming in for Michael Starcevich. Gonerman tries to set the offense, drives in, likes to penetrate, can't get nothing there, dribbles off the leg, and it goes off of Colton Gonerman. He's saying it went off of Abia. Far official had no look at it. The two near officials said as good a look as anyone. The far official says Colton Gonerman's a better official than all of us, I guess, so they're going to let Centerville keep it. Brett Kozlerich checks the ball and gets it to Garrett Ferris, gets it up top to Tate Felton. Gets it right back to Brett Kozlerich. Sets the offense now to Gonerman. Trying to get it to Ferris, but good job out of Blake Bear keeping him covered up.
Blake is very quick, plays real solid defense. Showed it right there. Drive in the middle. Dished it off. Dalton Peterson with the foul.
Looks like he'll
go to the line.
Yep, Jared Armington, a nice little dump off pass to him, goes up. You know, good job out of Dalton Peterson trying to help on the drive, but then recover, just got himself out of position. I don't mind the foul, quite honestly. Again, Dalton's not going to play the whole game, so I like him being a little physical. I know Coach doesn't want to see a ton of fouls, and I get that, but I like him being a little aggressive inside. Let him know where you are.
Yeah, especially in a play like that. He had the layup there.
Yeah.
So if you're going to do it, he went ahead and fouled him hard enough to throw the shot off. The shot didn't have a chance to go in. Missed the front end of the first two shots.
And that makes it a good foul right there, if you can keep from 2 points just to be one. So it's 13-8, 5-point lead for Centerville. As the Blue Demons get the ball with a 2:44 left, they're trailing 13-8 is our score. Matt Baker gets it over to Blake Bear on the far side. Dalton Peterson tries to set a screen. Nothing going there. Ryan Sarver gets it on the near side. Tries to pass to his brother Luke, but Luke turns just as he's getting ready to make the pass. So turnover to Garrett Ferris. And now that's a foul I don't like to see. Dalton Peterson reaching in on Garrett Ferris.
Yeah, looks like maybe just lost his footing just a little bit there. He's reaching in at the same time, gave a bump, and the ref saw it.
Yeah, and that's Coach Archer doesn't like you getting one foul, certainly doesn't want you getting two in that first quarter. So Dalton Peterson will have a seat. Zach Hugan will come in. Zach's very capable of playing multiple positions, could go in against Jared Armington, the center, and play against him. And I tell you, Colton Gonerman is really trying to attack the defense. And I wouldn't be surprised if Coach Kirkland over there is telling Archer, we might want to think about that 1-3-1 and not let him penetrate so much. Pack that zone in a little bit more.
And they're getting good penetration, and that's leading to the dump-off pass, which is getting some easy points there. Well, that's
Blake,
a great pass by
Blake Barrett and Luke Sarver. Great job there. And that's Blake said, hey, I see what you guys are doing. We can do the same thing here. We'll penetrate and we'll kick, and that's exactly what we did. And that's a staple of both teams, you know, really being able to attack the rim. Ferris gets the ball, picks up his dribble, gets it to Garner on the far side. He tries to dump. Right. Ball batted around. Ryan Sarver's able to get it to Zach Hugan. Matt Baker wide open down the court. Goes up. Fouled in the back.
No call.
He gets knocked to the ground. Gonerman plows into him, and no call. And especially with the new rules this year, I can't believe that wasn't a call made.
Ferris brought the ball up. Now it's over to Gonerman. Gonerman passes it off. Dribbling around the top.
Cosridge gets it. And now we're back to that 1-3-1. Want to see if they can kill us on the outside. Garrett Ferris, who has a stroke. You just got to know where he's at. And he nails that three. So 18-12 with a minute 30 left in the first quarter. The Big Reds have a 6-point lead. Matt Baker sees a crease, takes it all the way to the hoop. Nice job and a blocking foul. Able to draw it on Jared Armington, I believe. So Matt Baker will go to the line. Gets the call that time, Coach.
Yeah, that was a good drive. He saw that there was a little opening there. Got through the first tier of defense inside the lane there. And defense wasn't able to shift in time to stop him.
It'll be the second foul on Jared Armington. So that will cause the coach to go to a little bit deeper in his bench there more than he normally does. So that's what we like to see, get them into foul trouble.
Baker hits the first, takes the score to 18-13. Big Reds with the lead right now.
And Garrick McGran will come in. Again, the coach is pretty much just going down that average scorer sheet for his subs. Garrick McGran is the seventh man in terms of scoring, and he comes in. Matt Baker, just a great free throw shooter, you know, 86% on the season. Does a great job getting 2 points the easy way.
Centerville brings the ball down the court with Gonerman. Looks around the top. Pass over to the right side. Dribbles back up to the top. Back to Gonerman.
Double.
Good defense.
Oh, look at that.
Saw that pass. Finds Blake Bear on the move. Blake Bear goes up and makes the layup. That was a good pass and a good finish. Blake Bear right there.
That's where you get that transition offense off that 1-3-1. When they try to skip that pass, Blake Bear, or Luke Sarver, excuse me, was able to spot and intercept it just like a cornerback on the football field. And then you got to watch Garrett Ferris, you got to watch him. And then Matt Baker with a little too much body on the box out underneath. So Garrett Ferris will get the three.
Centerville will bring the ball in, I think, underneath their own basket.
Yep, Matt Baker will get the foul on boxing out of Gonerman, Colton Gonerman. So off the shot foul. Nothing you can do there. Matt Baker doesn't foul a lot, so we're not too worried about that. But you just hate giving Centerville the ball back after making that three. Blake Bear tips the inbound pass and takes it all the way down himself. Gets 2 points, so that will take.
As he's got such quick feet, great knowledge of where things are going to go in the game. Saw that, tipped it to himself, took it down, put it in.
Well, the freshman goes out, takes Cosridge, takes a three-pointer, misses with 29 seconds. Albie's got plenty of time.
That's
the smarts of Matt Baker. He could feel Brett Cosridge, the freshman, coming on him, and he immediately turned into him, knew that Brett couldn't be set for the charge, and he's able to pick up the foul.
Yep.
You know, the more we can pick up fouls on these guys, the better off we're going to be because they don't go very deep in their bench.
That's exactly right. They're already one deeper than they're used to going.
Exactly.
To the seventh man. Baker up top.
You know, so now they're going to just wait it out with 15 seconds, try to get the last shot. Trailing 21-18. Like to get a two, a three if it's possible. They'll run the play here. Matt Baker's got it with 10 seconds, starting to set up. penetrates, goes to shoot three. I thought he got fouled on that. No call, though. Misses the three. 4 seconds left. Garrett Ferris gets, controls the rebound, tries to put up a half-court shot. And he is a good shooter, but not that good, Coach.
Falls short, and Allen will go down at the end of the first quarter. They're trailing 21-18.
With Todd Ratliff, I'm Dan Stalker. We're going to take a short timeout at the quarter break. You're listening to KIC Thunder Country.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Oh, the mission, if we choose to accept it, Todd, is the Albia Blue Demons need to come on top and get a victory here. Keep in charge of that South Central Conference title. They are perfect right now on the conference race at 4-0, have a game lead over Eddyville, Blakesburg, and Sheraton, and Davis County. So they're in a great spot right now. Want to keep that thing going. Albia gets the ball, starts the second quarter. Starters back in for the Blue Demons, just as Coach Archer likes to do. Excuse me.
Works the ball up top. Zach Hugan sets the play, dribbles in, passes in. Baker gets the ball. Pass over to Mason Cox. Shoots a three just off the rim. Oh. Zach Hugan there with the tip. Could not get it to fall.
Centerville goes with their starters. Michael Starcevich back in there with two fouls. Mason Cox, I thought, did a nice job, but he just dropped the hands a little bit. You can't have those hands come down on the hips or into the body. Draws the foul. Just his first foul will be the sixth team foul, so the next one will put Centerville in the bonus. Centerville has five team fouls as well. Inbounds, Starcevich gets to Gonerman, who immediately goes to Starcevich underneath, puts up a shot, can't get it to drop, but the rebound controlled by Tanner Wynn.
Tanner brings the ball down the court. Wisely pulls up, passes out top Zach Hugan. Zach back to Tanner Wynn, dribbles it in. Right off the glass.
Boy, yeah, I like that. Tanner, I love, you know, Tanner and Zach, they are really good at driving to the hoop, and if they just do that more often, it's a good shot for them. Starcevich brings the ball up, gets to Garrett Ferris on the near side. Ferris dribbles over the top, gets it back to Starcevich, looks inside to Armington. Armington puts up a nice little post move and gets the bucket over Vic Sanders. Vic did not want to get the cheap foul there. Matt Baker made an inadvertent pass. Turnover goes to Gonerman. He drives in there. Michael Starcevich comes in here quick. So just like that, 25-20 is our score.
Putting some full court pressure here on Matt Baker. Leaves his ball at the half court. Calls into play. Passes the ball over to the wing to Tanner Wynn. Tanner's looking as Hugan's cutting through the middle. Up top, Hugan gets the ball.
And I saw that as well. The official was watching it just as I was there. Mason Cox came in, and I think that was Gonerman who likes to get under your skin a little bit. He was moving through that screen, and Mason just flinched at the last second and picked up a cheap second foul. And so with that, Mason will go to the bench, and Blake Barrett will come in for the defense.
Centerville brings the ball in. Brings the ball up the court. Starcevich. Passes over to the wing, dribbles back up to the top.
Kozarich gets it. A high pass almost goes beyond Michael Starcevich's hands, but he's able to control it. Nice little alley-oop pass to Gonerman. Can't finish the layup. Gets his own rebound, though. Puts it right back up. Blue Demons not able to recover on it, so gets 2 points for Colton Gonerman.
Blue Demons with the ball. Baker up top. Dribbles over to the left side. Looks down low. Blake Bear gets the pass back to Baker. Baker with the drive in the middle. Pass is just out of the reach of Zach Hugan's hand. That's going to be another turnover. That's more turnovers than we're used to seeing early in the game. Albia needs to probably just settle down here and get their composure back.
Yeah, there is a lot of ball game left here. It's a high contested ball game. Both teams wanting to do good in their conference, but Blue Demons come on that 1-3-1 and see if they can't cause a turnover here. Matt Baker on Gonerman. Gonerman kicks it out to Ferris, who shoots another three, misses. Tanner Wynn controls the board.
Tanner gets the ball up to Matt. Matt's bringing it down the court. Finds Blake Bear in the corner. He's going to shoot the three just off the rim. Ooh, good box out there by the Centerville.
Yep, Michael Starcevich did a good job. Vic Sanders tried to get the rebound. Gonerman gets it, pushes up the ball quick, tries to get a Ferris, no good. Tanner Wynn gets the steal, gets to Blake Bear.
Bear on the side, takes up to Vic. Vic at the top, Hugan. Hugan with the fake, drives in the lane, picks it up. Oh, he had the justest shot. Number 33 right in there was
Jared Armington. Yep. Now I'm going to get that. Coach Cruz is going to want a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here while it's just a 30-second timeout. Score is 27-20. A lot of action here in this South Central Conference game here. Again, the Blue Demons come in on the season with a 10-1 record overall, 4-0 in conference. Centerville struggled early with a couple losses, are 4-4 on the season, 2-1 in the conference. wanting to get a win here against Albion, get themselves in the hunt for a conference title with us and Sheraton seem to be in the driver's seat.
You know, Coach Pruget, who's the coach for Centerville, he's got these guys fired up. They're looking pretty sharp. Demons need to just settle down, play their game, and continue to attack the basket.
Yeah, and it's going to start with a defensive stop here. I assume the Blue Demons will come out in that 1-3-1 again. We'll see if they do that or not. I really think that's going to be in their best interest. Blake Bear does a really good job on this. At the point, they play it a little different than the way that I've always taught. The point will really harass from wing to wing. He'll go from left to right and cover everybody. And so, and Blake's the kind of guy who can do that. Matt Baker will help on occasion on the wings, but Blake Bear will really get it. Trying to get quick ball movement. Michael Starcevich with a three and hits it.
Matt Baker brings the ball up the court. Now he's on the right-hand side. Gets a screen from Zach Hugan. Pass the ball left wing, Blake Bear. Blake Bear looking. Zach Hugan comes up top again. Dribbles over. Tanner Wynn on the left wing. Throws back the top of the key to Matt Baker. Baker dribbles. Passes over to Blake Bear. Bear drives to the middle. A little contact there. No call.
Jared Armington kind of bumped him a little bit, and there was nothing. It obviously altered the Blake Bear motion to the hoop. Goneman brings the ball up, gets to Michael Starcevich. Pump fakes, gets it out to Ferris on the near side, who swings it all the way to the top to Goneman, who tries to get it back to Ferris. High ball loose. Oh, that's what I like. Zach Hugan controls it. Michael Starcevich picks up his third foul.
That could be huge. He could be on the bench for the rest of his first
Your
half.
Your leading scorer has, leading scorer for Centerville with 17 points, has three fouls, so that's huge. Only has 5 points on the night. Really takes him out. Tate Felton will come in. Tate Felton already played two quarters in the JV game, so that's the kind of kid he is, you know, coming in and getting a lot of varsity minutes, but he's also playing those JV minutes, so that's a big, big swing for the Albion.
Luke Sarver also checked in for the Blue Demons. Nick Sanders will take a seat for now. Tanner Wynn dribbles at the top of the key. Looks down, Zach Hugan in the corner. Turns, squares up. That was a good-looking shot. He turned, he did all the fundamentals right there.
I'm sorry, Coach.
Squared it up and let it fly right in.
Like the way he follows through. It's just nice, strong movement. Blake Bear on the top of the 1-3-1 gets on Kozarich, who drives in, gets to Garnerman, to Armington, misses, and the tip back goes right in there. I think that was, they're going to give that to Armington, but I think Tate Felton might have tipped that.
Demons with the ball, Matt Baker at the top of the key, passes the left, Tanner Wynn, drives to the hoop. Again, had his shot altered and blocked out of bounds, beat Blue Demons ball.
Jared Armington plays the center, a little bit longer and taller, long arms there for Centerville, was able to block Tanner Wynn's, but I like the way he's attacking that hoop. That's what he needs to do. Ryan Sarver will come in for Zach Hugan now at the 3:55 mark. Again, the Blue Demons trailing now. Biggest deficit of the night for them, 32-22.
Ryan Sarver will bring the ball in. Gets it to Mac Baker out on the left wing. He dribbles, he's guarded, takes it to the hoop. A lot of contact in there, no foul called. Centerville with the ball.
Blue Demons are going to have to adjust. If they're going to let that go a little bit, we're going to have to just be a little more physical, drive a little harder. Connerman brings the ball up, gets to Ferris on the far side. Blake Bear harassing him. Ryan Sarver comes up on Kozarich. Drives in there. Boy, I thought Luke Sarver, he's not afraid of contact. Put a little extra body on Brett Kozarich, but gets the foul. Does Luke Sarver. Brett will go to the line shooting two. Brett again has, Kozarich has 7 on the night. That is past his average. Blue Demons want to take a timeout, a full timeout. Again, 32-22 is our score here with 3:34 left in the first half. With this timeout, we'll take one as well. You're listening to Southern Iowa's sports leader, KIC Thunder Country.
Bluff Creek Archery is hosting its third annual Indoor 3D League. This league starts Monday, January 20th. The cost for the 3D League shoot is $50. For more information, call Bluff Creek Archery at 641-932-2422. Get out and enjoy this Indoor 3D League. It's a great time to sharpen your skills for the spring season. The best part of this 3D League is when you shoot, your name will go into a drawing for a new bow. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, where you go for all your archery hunting needs.
Did you know that falls in the home are a leading source of injury among seniors? Hammer Medical Supply is happy to announce our complete line of home modification services specifically designed to keep you and your loved ones safe at home. Navigate your home with a stair lift, home elevator, or portable or modular ramp. Reduce slips in the bathroom with a walk-in tub or barrier-free shower from Hammer. Call Hammer in Sheraton today at 641-774-4600 to schedule a free in-home evaluation with our certified home modification staff.
Welcome back, folks. Dan Stocker along with Todd Ratliff bringing you South Central Conference basketball action, boys action. Albion Blue Demons hosting Centerville Big Reds. Brett Kozarich, the freshman for Centerville, goes up, misses the first of the free throws and misses the second one. Blue Demons control the rebound. They find themselves trailing 32-22 with 3.5 minutes left in the first half.
Ryan Sarver with the ball at the top of the key. Looks inside, swings it down to the right side, right corner. Tanner Wynn directing traffic a little bit. Luke's hard with a good cut through the middle. Right back out to Tanner. Tanner fakes. Dribbles up. Passes Matt Baker. Matt Baker driving to the right side. Still driving with the ball. He looks like somebody held him right there.
We're going to go on Luke Sarver on the moving screen again. A little hook over the leg. And, you know, and it's there. We've been doing that most year, and it's not been called. And so it's tough on Luke because he's used to being able to kind of do that screen, a little bit of a shift as they're coming through. The officials aren't. That's the second time they've called it on us. Mason Cox had the first one, so we've got to adjust to that. Colton Gonerman again will bring the ball up for the Big Reds. Right, Michael Starcevich is on the bench with three fouls. They're a leading scorer. Gonerman gets it over to Ferris. Brings it back to Jared Armington at the top of the key. Gets it to the near side to Gonerman. Looks at a three-pointer. Fakes. Nothing there. Dribble drives. Penetrates. Nothing. But sees a cutting. Garrett Ferris, who puts up the little bucket inside for a post move.
Albie inbounds the ball. Matt Baker brings it up. Passes up court to Zach Hugan. Zach looks. Passes over top of the key. Blake Baird drives in. Loses a handle on the ball, but I think it was tipped. It was the obvious ball.
Yeah, a little tip there, but Blake kind of lost the handle, but fortunately Centerville put a little finger on it as well.
Zach Hugan on the baseline, getting ready to pass the ball in. Passes the top of the key. Blake Baird. Blake over to the right side. Matt Baker. Matt drives. Dribbles. Back to the top of the key. Over to Blake Baird. Blake Baird gets back up to Matt Baker. Matt Baker. Really a good ball handler. Finds Ryan Sarver in the corner. Ryan pulls the trigger on it. Doesn't get it to go.
Colton Gonerman able to control the rebound. Zach Hugan trying to fight it but can't get it. So Gonerman brings the ball up for Centerville Big Reds. They find themselves with a 12-point lead, 34-22 over the Albie Blue Demons. Kozrich gets it to Gonerman. He dribbles to the middle. Looks to try to penetrate Zach Hugan. Great defense. Almost lost it, but Jared Armington able to get the ball. Puts up, misses a shot. Tate Felton gets it underneath. He's able to get the put back. So just good hustle play out of Centerville. Albie not able to get the rebound.
We slid over, put some help defense in there, and then we weren't able to recover in time. Matt Baker with the ball. Brings it across half court. Calls the play in. Got some movement. Couple high posts. Pass to Tanner Wynn. Tanner Wynn in and makes the layup.
Well, I tell you, Zach Hugan and Tanner Wynn really work well together on cutting and driving. They can do that either way, and they just have a nice sense. They've played a lot of years, a lot of ball together.
They have. Centerville with the ball. Brings it across court.
Kozrich gets it, brings it over to Ferris. Ferris tries to penetrate, kicks it right out to Kozrich, takes it just inside the three, although they say that he's got his foot out, but missed the ball. Matt Baker controls it, drives and penetrates, goes as hard as he can, pulls up for a nice little three-pointer, floats a little, and able to get the roll.
That's a pretty amazing shot when he was floating after his feet came up off the ground, but he had his eyes right on the hoop, put his finger right through the middle of that rim.
Oh, look at that 1-3-1 working against Zach Hugan with the steal, full court, gets a layup. Boy, that's the energy you need. Matt Baker started it with a three. Zach Hugan and the defense did the rest.
With those five quick points, it's a seven-point ball game here. Centerville 36, Albie 29.
Great little push there. Colton Gonerman slows it up, wants to get his team gathered. Brett Kozrich gets it, tries to see it, get a cutting. Garrett Ferris, who does get the ball, dumps it off to Jared Armington, who stumbles. Oh, and they're going to say Matt Baker pushed him, and all Matt Baker did was stand there. Jared Armington just stripped over his feet. I don't think that's a foul. And with the two fouls, Coach Archer's not wanting to leave him in there. He always pulls him with two fouls. Matt Baker's pleading his case to let him stay.
It's like Mason Cox will check in for Matt Baker after this first shot. Armington releases, and first shot is good.
Matt Baker doing a good job trying to plead his case because Coach Archer's very disciplined in pulling kids with two fouls in the first half, but not able to the bait club's not working well tonight. With 52 seconds left, I don't blame you. Sure don't want that third foul. And on the last play, misses the second free throw, does Armington. And so rebound controlled by the Blue Demons.
Tanner Wynn with the ball on the right-hand side, just outside the three-point line. Looks like we had one of the Blue Demons just shoved.
Zach Hugan has had problems with an ankle. He twisted it in the Knoxville game early in the season. And it looks like when he came through, he went to turn and just cut it, and it just rolled on him. And it hurt. That kid's tough, and if he's hurting, it's hurting. And he's fought that sprained ankle all season long. Again, it goes all the way back to the Knoxville game where he came down really hard and rolled it hard. This one, I think it was just kind of cutting through. And I hate to see that because he's just done a great job for the Blue Demons. So we're going to see what we got going here. We've got, who was checking in there? We've got Ryan Sarver, Luke Sarver, Mason Cox, Blake Bear, and Tanner Wynn to finish out this half with 37-29. We're going to keep it here, see what's going on. I know Zach's coming out for just a rest, but it's a good chance for the Blue Demons to settle themselves. Coach Kirkland is talking to the team about what they need to do. Coach Archer and the training staff are with him, trying to make sure Zach Hugan at the baseline is going to be okay. He's trying to gather himself, get himself ready to stand up here in just a second. But I tell you, and you know it too, Coach, there's nothing worse than twisting that ankle, and especially if you had it once, it's just so sensitive and tender.
Boy, it seems like when it happens the second time, it hurts just as bad, if not worse. We both know that Zach Huguen's a tough kid, though, so he's got to be putting some paint on. Looks like he's going to try to stand up here in a minute. He's talking with Coach Archer and some of the trainers down there, the officials around him.
And don't be surprised, folks, Zach will be back, and he'll get some little training, and staff will get to him, get it taped up if it needs to be, if it's not already, or make sure it's the little brace is on tight, and they'll get him back in that second half. And I wouldn't be surprised if he'll come in and play just as hard, because he doesn't know how to quit. He'll give you everything, and that's what you like about a Zach Huguen on this team.
Yeah, he's doing the right thing. He's trying to stretch some things out here before he gets up and moves around on it.
Again, the Blue Demons find themselves in a hole, trailing by 8. 37-29 is our score here. A highly contested game, just like we thought we'd get. We really hope the Blue Demons will be able to wear them down the second half, but Centerville is not coming in here to give up a game. They already gave up one to Sheraton, just a week ago, so they want to stay in that contention. Again, a team that won 20 games last year, only lost 3. You know, so this is a team that knows about winning. Coach Cruzet knows how to coach these kids. It's a different lineup for him. He doesn't have the height of a Dabney like they had last year, which is 6'8 center, really made things a lot easier for this team. But instead, they're going with a lot of quickness and strength, which is what you see out of this Blue Demon squad. They're really matching up well in that respect.
And, you know, Centerville came out and they hit some early outside shots. And when they hit those outside shots, it pulled our defense out. And that's allowed them to either dribble in and find that baseline pass or to pass it down low. It's like,
Zach Huguen is going off, but he does need some help going off, so that's unfortunate. You know, if he could have, he would have walked off, would have rather seen himself walk off, but he had to be helped carried off there, not putting any weight on that right ankle. Blue Demons gathering themselves, getting their sub in. So with 39 seconds, the Blue Demons are trying to get everything they can out of this little free timeout, if you will. Again, Blake Bear, Mason Cox, Tanner Wynn, Luke Sarver, and Ryan Sarver in for the Blue Demons. Try to see if they can't get a good look here, trailing by 8. Try to at least get 2 points, Coach.
Yep. Blake Bear up top of the key. Goes to the left-hand side. Tanner Wynn looking. Comes back to the top. Mason Cox. Mason back over to Tanner Wynn. Looks like maybe they're thinking about one shot here. Got some good movement down low. Ryan Sarver cutting up to the top. Comes back. Tanner Wynn with the ball. Not within that guarding distance, so no time's going to...
And I love Tanner. He'll just stand there all day if you let him. And a lot of kids get nervous. He will not get nervous. He'll just stand there. He doesn't have to dribble. He doesn't have to move. So he's doing a good job. 10 seconds, so now they're going to go to their play.
Tanner drives the ball in, passes it back out to Luke. Luke with the dribble, back to Tanner. Tanner over to Blake. He's got to put the shot up from way outside. Misses that shot.
Good-looking shot, about 4 feet behind the line, but not able to get it to drop. So with that, we are at halftime, 37-29. The Albie Blue Demons are trailing by 8 points. So quite a contest. We'll see what Coach Archer can do for second half adjustments. You're listening to Todd Ratliff. I'm Dan Stocker, bringing you South Central Iowa's best coverage of sports, 96.7 KIC Thunder Country.
It's easier to see clearly into the future when you're standing on a firm foundation formed by your past. This is Todd Barker.
And this is Don Athan. As many of you know, we've proudly formed AgriVision, your John Deere dealership with everything for your land.
That's everything for you, the John Deere customer. AgriVision will have more resources to offer our customers, and you can learn more by visiting agrivision.us or visit one of our 13 locations throughout Southwest and South Central Iowa.
AgriVision, everything for your land.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make the most out of your savings, and how do you make it last? How much should I take out, and when? When should I take out Social Security? Or, if your saving for retirement strategy involves the phrase, "I'll get around to it someday," we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor Brian Crosser. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Stop by our office at 18 Washington Avenue East in Albion, the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Do you remember when Woodstock was the place to be on that special weekend? Do you remember Mrs. Robinson?
If you do, it means it's time to visit Monroe County Hospital and Clinics for your colorectal cancer screening scope. It could save your life. Monroe County Hospital and Clinics experienced physicians perform colonoscopies close to home in Albia. Ask your primary care provider for more information about the screening or for a referral and experience the Monroe County Hospital and Clinics difference.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms that fit your budget, and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And all vehicles come with a 24-hour roadside assistance free of charge. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Benton Place offers independent senior living without the worries of mowing the grass, shoveling the snow, or repairing that leaky faucet. We have a caring environment with regular activities and friendly people. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
We'd like to thank those of you who are involved in agriculture. Ag people feed the world. But our farmers and ranchers don't always get appreciated for their dedication. It takes a lot of hard work to make crops grow, and it takes a lot of guts to put it all on the line and face conditions that are not always cooperative. We support agriculture by investing in it with loans for operations, equipment, and livestock. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all your communications needs. Southern Iowa Technologies installs and services computer networking systems, access control systems, video surveillance systems, and telephone systems, from the individual to large businesses. Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
907 here on Thunder Country KIIC, currently 13 degrees with clear skies. We'll now go live to the Albia High School Gymnasium. Here's Dan Stocker and Coach Todd Ratliff.
Welcome back, folks. Glad to have you on board here. I'm going to take a quick minute here. I want to tell you what we're seeing right now. For those of you listening to us, if you got anybody that's a Facebook friend, specifically I'm going to go with the Jill Crawl. In about 20 minutes, check her Facebook page, because I'm guessing she will have the father-daughter dance posted, which is about ready to begin. It's always a crowd pleaser. It's a wonderful time. Oftentimes, as fathers, especially with daughters, you know, it's hard to do much with them. They're very active in different things, and so sometimes it's hard to connect. And this is a neat thing, Coach, that they do, where the dads get to dance with their daughters, and they do it in a public setting, and it's a fun night and a great thing to see.
Yeah, you know, I think this is a great thing for Albie to see. These ladies out here have worked extremely hard, and you know, their fathers get a taste of that hard work, if only for a moment in time.
Yeah, it is. And with that, like I say, if you know anyone on Facebook, you might want to start checking those here in about 30 minutes here, I'd say. It should be uploaded. There should be video out there really quick, and it's always fun. But with that, we are got a great game going here. Again, South Central Conference action. We see the Albia Blue Demons trailing 37-29. The first half, kind of interesting. You know, we've got a couple players that have done a good job for Centerville scoring. Let me flip the right sheet for you here, Coach. You know, we got Brett Cosworth, the freshman, has 7, which is his average. Michael Starcevich at 5, which is well below his average. He's got the 3 fouls. Garrett Ferris with 12. He's right at his season game-long average. And Jared Armington with 8. So we got some guys really stepping up for Centerville. Michael Starcevich not able to get going because he's got those 3 fouls.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Another area that Centerville's been doing an amazing job is that rebounding. They've just about doubled the number of rebounds that Albia's brought down. Centerville with 15, and Albia pulled down 8 boards there.
Yeah, and that's a huge thing. And a lot of more offensive boards. They got a lot of putbacks, 1, 2, 3 times underneath the basket, and we just were not able to get a position on them. That's something I know Coach Arch is going to be talking to his players about. For the Blue Demons, you know, Matt Baker, who comes in, again, averaging almost 30 points a night, second leading 2A scorer in the state, but has 10 tonight, so doing a good job. He picked up a second foul, so he went to the bench just the last minute, but he'll be good to go second half. Zach Hugan is the next leading scorer with 8, and he goes down with that that sprained ankle, so we hate to see that to finish the half. Hopefully he's able to come back. But Tanner Wynn with 5 and Blake Bear with 4 kind of are the leading scorers for the Blue Demons. The nice thing with the Blue Demons, if Zach Hugan can't go, we have a lot of depth, 9 guys going in the rotation, so we can have others to fill in.
We do. He rotates in there with Vic and with Ryan Sarver, Luke Sarver, and Mason Cox. So we do hope his ankle's good. We hope to see him in the second half. But if not, the depth of the Demons will be able to step in there and take over where he left off.
And, folks, I can't stress enough how entertaining this father-daughter dance is right now. You hear the crowd going and cheering and clapping. That's what it's for. And I will tell you that, for personally, if I can brag a little, Todd and I, to not be able to laugh at some of the father's moves out here is really a sign of professionalism on our part. They are doing a great job, and the crowd goes wild.
Yeah, they just did the high leg bow the fathers did. That was a sight to see.
Great job out of them. With that, a round of applause. We're going to take a short time out here. We got 3 minutes before the start of the second half. Getting word in from a few of our sponsors. Again, Todd Ratliff, I'm Dan Stocker. We're at Albion Community High School, where the Albion Blue Demons are taking on Centerville Big Reds. Blue Demons find themselves trailing 29-37. You're listening to KIC Thunder Country.
Hey bird watchers, Quality Ag Service is now your local source for all your bird feeding supplies. We stock a full line of bird seed and currently are running specials on sunflower seeds, both chips and whole black seeds. For your finch feeder, we have Niger seed available from 2 pounds all the way up to 50 pound economy bags. Come on in to Quality Ag Service, just west of Albia on the new old Highway 34 for all of your winter bird feeding supplies, and thank you for your business.
We're here at Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. This funeral home is family-owned and operated.
Our funeral home has been family-owned for many years. When we purchased it, it was a corporate-owned funeral home, and we wanted to bring it back to the family-owned tradition. We offer all the services the larger corporate-owned funeral homes do, with one difference. We are family, and you are treated like family. That's Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. Family when you need them.
For affordable tree trimming service, contact your local expert, Tom Birchmeyer, with Affordable Tree Service. Call Tom for free estimates at 641-856-7140. Tom has all the necessary equipment to do the job right, and no job is too big or too small. Call Affordable Tree Service, your local expert, at 641-856-7140. Hey, with a name like Birchmeyer, he's got to be good. Affordable Tree Service, 641-856-7140.
Hi, this is Mike Slinning from Dewey Motor Company here in Albia.
Hi, I'm Mike Gray from Albia Motor Company right here in Albia.
Mike and Mike, you are competitors, but you're joining forces because you want our listeners to do what?
To buy locally.
Tell folks why it's important to buy locally.
There's many reasons. We keep overhead low, and that means lower prices for our customers.
And I think another good reason, one of the best reasons, is the convenience of bringing your vehicle back where you bought it for service.
Both our dealerships here in town are locally family-owned, and we have a combined 124 years experience of serving Albia and Monroe County.
Of course, we're in a small community, so we have no big dealer pressure. We still do business the old-fashioned way with a simple handshake.
You know, when you purchase your vehicle local, it helps all of Monroe County because the money stays local here.
That's a big thing. The other thing is, between the two of you, you have such a great selection. You know the people in this community. You know what they drive. You know what they like. And if you don't have it, you're going to get it.
Absolutely. Within a day or two, we can find any vehicle, new or used.
Shop locally.
Where it began, I can't begin to know.
Oh, let's just listen to that beautiful sound right there. That's a great song. Do want to welcome everyone back to Albia Junior High School. Albia Blue Demons in a great South Central Conference battle against Centerville Big Reds find themselves trailing at half 29-37. And before we lose that music to Iowa State, needs to bounce back. Coach Ratliff to a big win down at where we at? Texas tomorrow, are we?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of where we're at. I'm trying to remember the schedule. That's be a big game for them, and that's, you know, they've got to bounce back on that. They found themselves with a couple losses now, that Oklahoma loss and then to Kansas, not where they want to be after that big Baylor win at home. So it's amazing how quickly a season can turn on you.
Yeah, you know, they've still got a good record going on, and they're playing hard, and we hope they can come back tomorrow.
You bet. So with that, we've got the Blue Demons getting ready, getting warmed up out here. Want to find a way to get some energy and get back into this game, get back on with that winning way. They've had a great season so far, as we've talked. You know, they're doing a good job. Centerville, to their credit, though, the guys who are their second, third, and fourth scorers have really stepped up and done a good job getting their points up. Or should say third, fourth, and fifth scorers. Colton Gonerman's had a hard time getting loose. Michael Starcevich with the three fouls had a hard time getting himself loose. So, you know, they're going to want to try to step up. But for the Blue Demons, they just need to continue on and do what they do. And that is playing good aggressive D, get out and run when you can, and set up for a good pass and a good shot on offense if the break's not there. You know, when you've got Matt Baker and hopefully Zach Hugan, although I didn't look to see if I didn't see him come out just yet, Tanner Wynn, Mason Cox, you know, coming out there, Vic Sanders inside there. You've got guys who can run. Your subs come in, your reserves come in. It's really almost an insult to the word reserves because they could start on any other team with the way they play with Blake Bear, Ryan Sarver, Luke Sarver, and Dalton Peterson. You know, so those guys are really good. And look at that. There's Zach Hugan. Can't see a limp on him at all. That kid is nail top. You know they've wrapped him up, and he has an ability to see through that pain. You know it's got to hurt. It is sensitive. He sprained it early. I know they've got it wrapped up. And he's going to go out there and give you everything he's got. And that's what I love to see. And I don't be surprised if he has a great second half. You know, he's got 8 points already in the game and doing a great job for the Blue Demons.
He's got that look of focus on his face, too.
Yep. Come out in the 1-3-1, do the Blue Demons. Michael Starcevich gets it. Gets into Brett Kozarich. They're going to look like they're going to want to stall for this quarter. They're just passing around. Seems to be maybe not a best move. Brett Kozarich finally decides he's going to go in and attack a little bit.
Trying to pull him out of that 1-3-1 defense.
We'll let them go for a quarter. I just, you know, there's no reason to get too nervous about that if they think they're ahead of that. So, Brett Kozarich gets nervous, drives in. Zach Hugan picks up a quick foul. That will be his second foul. Kozarich able to drive in and see if, hopefully it's on the floor. I don't think you get continuation in this league. It's not the NBA.
And Zach just hadn't gotten his feet set. He was in the motion of sliding over. Good call by the ref. Centerville inbounds the ball, top of key.
Gonerman gets it. He sets the offense, sees Garrett Ferris on the near side. He tries to drive Tanner. Oh, I don't know about that. When you got your hands up, that's good defense. Tanner Wynn did a good job sliding with Garrett Ferris. There wasn't that much contact. I think that's a little too sensitive, quite honestly, even with the new rules. Second foul for Tanner Wynn. Inbounds, though, goes to Centerville, no matter what I say. Gonerman gets it to Michael Starcevich at the half court line, and comes over to the near side to Brett Kozarich. Kozarich gets it back to Starcevich, who gets to the far side to Ferris. Again, Ferris had a great first half there, leading scorer for the team. Again, the Centerville, as you said, Todd, they're willing to kind of move it around and take their time with it and see if they can't pull us out with that 8-point lead, but I'm all right with it. They're going to get nervous. We'll be patient. They almost got a turnover right there. Kozarich about traveled. You know, that's that freshman coming out. He's going to get nervous. He's not going to like sitting around not doing anything.
Score still 37, Centerville, 29, Albia. Centerville with the ball. First possession in the second half. Just kind of playing a stall game out top of the key here.
Starcevich tries to swing it. Tanner Wynn almost gets the steal from Kozarich. Kozarich able to control it. About that travel again, that long step. But before he traveled, he gets it to Gonerman. Finds a cutting Garrett Ferris, who drives the hoop and gets two. Garrett Ferris having a good game. Has 14 on the night.
Mason gets the ball in to Matt Baker. Matt Baker up to Tanner. Tanner back top of the key to Mason Cox. Mason drives, passes back out to Tanner. Tanner drives it in and
nice. Scores. Good little ball in possession. Quick score out of the Blue Demons.
Good.
So we get that. You know, it will keep the pressure on them. They're going to – if Coach Archer's seen enough, wants to pull out to that man. So we'll get a little more pressure on the ball. Gonerman gets it. Swings around to Michael Starcevich. He's trying to get himself going on the scoring spree. Gets it back to Gonerman, who drives. Zach Hugan, good defense on him. Takes a little contact.
Say like they're trying to take it to Zach, yep. Maybe try to get him in foul trouble, but he was smart there, stood his ground. Ball was out of bounds. Albie will have it.
Brett Kozarich touched it last for Centerville, so Mason Cox will check in for the Blue Demons.
Baker brings the ball up to the half-court line. Pass over to Mason Cox on the right-hand side, right in front of Coach Arch on the bench. Coach calls a play in. Mason drives down to the baseline, throws up top Tanner. Three-point attempt on the way. Going to be just a little bit long. Comes off the rebound to Centerville.
Well, I like that. You know, let's show that scoring depth of those Blue Demon squad. Keep shooting them if you got them. Gonerman gets it again. Is running the point for the Big Reds, I should say. Gets it over to Kozarich, who swings immediately back to Gonerman. Looks at Ferris. Ferris is content just to stand there. Finds a Michael Starcevich, who's wanting to get himself on court. Hits a three and misses. Rebound controlled by the Blue Demons.
You know, Tanner was right up there, right in front of him. He had to maybe adjust his shot. Baker comes down the other way, puts a three up. Not there. Tipped out. Centerville's ball.
Again, a good-looking shot for the Blue Demons. I really think they need to go quick and look at that, and I'm all right with that, but just not able to get it. Officials timeout here real quickly. Which is Kozarich on the far side had his shoes untied, so he wanted to make sure nobody got hurt. So blew the whistle, and Brett Kosmisch has to tie his shoes, so that's maybe a freshman I'm just needing to get that tied up there. We see that a lot in kids. Gonerman gets the ball checked in, gets to Ferris on the near side. Ferris swings back to the top to Gonerman. Again, Zach Hugan playing softy, not want to play too tight on him. At some point, they might have to pull out a little tighter. They are into that man defense. Oh, there it is. A nice job by Mason Cox. Garrett Ferris pushed him off. No foul called there. Able to get the ball back and gets it out to Michael Starcevich.
Good solid defense. They reset offense. Back up to the top of the key.
Gonerman again dribbling Zach Hugan on him. Cuts him off as he tries to drive to the lane. Gonerman really wants to drive in and make contact and try to get a bucket. Zach Hugan, great defense, great, even better hands. Almost knocked it loose and stole the ball. Again, Gonerman's going to get a little nervous. He just doesn't like having that kind of pressure, but able to make the little running hook.
Nice Cox inbounds ball to Matt Baker. Baker up court, right side to Zach Hugan. Hugan with the drive. The shot looks like a partially blocked. They're going to get a foul, though. A foul on number 33, Armington.
Jared Armington with the foul, so that'll be his third foul. Zach Hugan, nice job going in there and kind of got out of balance. So that was maybe not the best of shots, so we got bailed out with that foul call. Blue Demons find themselves trailing 41-31, so 10-point deficit right now with 4:28 in the third period.
Hugan with the first two shots. Puts it up a little bit hard.
Dalton Peterson checking in for the Blue Demons for Vic Sanders.
He gets a little more height on the inside. Help out with those rebounds on the inside. Zach Hugan getting ready to put up the second shot. Referee tosses him the ball. The shot is up and good.
That's what we need. Get a few points. Just start nickel and dime and getting ourselves way back in there. Michael Starcevich gets the inbounds, brings the ball up court. Tanner Wynn gives a little pressure, but he gets by him. Tate Felton, who just checked in, goes up, puts a shot, misses. Dalton Peterson with the block. So the sophomore Tate Felton will get a chance to go to the line to get 2 points the easy way on the free throw line. Dalton Peterson just didn't have himself set, got out of position, and fouled. Before Dalton Peterson, that is his third foul. Second half, Coach Mo, I think, be a little more apt to leave him in for a little while yet. But no, I'll check that. Luke Sarver is coming in for him.
Luke checking in with two fouls of his own.
So Dalton Peterson with the three fouls really quickly here in the night's game. We'll have to go to the bench for Coach Archer.
First shot by Felton goes in.
Back to a 10-point lead.
Second shot on the way. And that also goes in. Makes an 11-point lead for the Big Reds. Baker with the ball, brings it up court, looks to the right side, Mason Cox. Mason looking things over. Dribbles the ball, cuts right through the defense, kicks back out to Tanner Wynn. Tanner dribbles the top of the key, over to the left side where Baker is. The defense got a hand on the ball, Baker with the ball back, passes it right to Tanner. Tanner dribbles in, a lot of contact, no call. Mason Cox for three, and good.
Yes. Mason Cox, boy, if you get a chance to set his feet and square his shoulders, he can make those threes all night long. Good job on him and his first points of the night. Michael Starcevich will bring the ball up slowly for Centerville Big Reds. Tanner Wynn guarding him man-to-man. Gets it to the far side, Matt Baker on the freshman, Brett Kozarich. Matt Baker, Zach Hugan just reaches over the top of Gonerman. That's an ill-advised foul there. Subs were coming, but still, you just hate to see Zach get that that call there, his third foul.
Zach will take a seat here. Looks like Tanner Wynn will come out. We've got Ryan Sarver and Blake Bear in. Centerville inbounds the ball underneath their own hoop.
Gets it to Ferris, who bobbles it, almost loses it out of bounds, but regains control. Mason Cox well defended on him. Tate Felton can't handle the entry pass in, and Mason Cox with the steal.
Matt Baker with the drive. Has the ball stolen away from him. Good play by the Centerville defender.
Shoot.
Centerville brings it up the court. A little bit out of control, and he throws it away.
Yeah, Gonerman can be a little like that. He gets a little out of control, a little too aggressive. Did a real funky little head fake move at the top of the three-point line and then try to pass to nobody in particular. So turnover, gets the Blue Demons the ball.
Blake Bear back into Matt Baker. Matt to the high post. Ryan Sarver passes it back out to Baker. Baker with the drive. Got a foul. Got a reach on number 21, Gonerman.
Colton Gonerman will just pick up only his first foul. He's a very physical player, but very smart player. Only his first foul. Again, he's having a hard time getting it loose. He's a second leading scorer for this team, 15 points a night, but only has five on the night. So you got to think he and Starcevich are getting a little nervous and antsy wanting to score. And so that might bode well if they try to force a little too much.
Centerville with the sub. They've got Armington back in. Felton takes a seat. Ryan Sarver with the ball to the corner to Mason Cox. Just hit 1-3. There's another three.
And he is streaky like that. That's just a great, great job out of him. Get himself set. Good job with two fouls. He's got 6 points.
Like a nice pass to him. I'm not sure who made that pass to him, but they caught him when he was playing his feet.
Yep. Garrett Ferris up top. He wants to answer with a three. Goes out, and Blake Bear with the rebound. So good job out of Blake. Pushes the ball up to Matt Baker.
Matt goes out, tries to save it. Goes just out of bounds. Ryan Sarver was there to get it, but said Matt was out when he tossed it in.
Blake Barrett was looking up. I like that, but just the pass was just a little off balance. It looked like he was trying to figure out who to go to, Mason or Matt, and he just kind of went between him, and Matt tried to save it as best he could. Starcevic will bring the ball up, 2:44. The Blue Demons are within five now. 43-38 is the score, but trail still by 5 points to the Blue Demons. Ryan Sarver well guarded on Jared Armington. Gets it to Ferris. Swings it to Starcevic, who's guarded by Blake Barrett now. Luke Sarver's guarding Gonerman. Mason Cox is on Ferris. Starcevic goes all the way in, and it's hard. Nice job out of Ryan Sarver.
Ryan Sarver just stepped over there, had his hands straight up in the air, feet planted in the ground. That's going to be a charge. That's going to be foul number four. Foul number four on Centerville's leading score. Looks like he'll head over to the bench. Felton will check back in for him.
You know, that, you know, at some point, that's got to help us. Michael Starcevic with four fouls. Again, their leading scorer at 17 points. Only has five on the night. So that takes some out of rhythm. Why are they not subbing? Oh, we're wiping the sweat off the floor, but a little delayed sub going on for some reason.
Been around Ryan Sarver a little bit in his running days, and he does put some sweat out there, so they're going to get that cleaned up off the floor. Looks like Alvey will inbounds it under Centerville's ball. Mason Cox out there, Matt Baker. We've got Blake Bear, Luke Sarver, and Ryan Sarver.
And I'm glad when the Sarver boys have a uniform on. That's the way I can tell them apart. Street clothes, I get confused.
Yeah, they're twins. Mason Cox is feeling it. This one, it's a little bit deeper out. Shoots it up. Blake Bear goes up, gets the rebound. Pass out to Ryan Sarver. Sarver from the top of the key. Shoots it. Misses, and it looks like we have an over-the-back foul, hustle foul on Blake Bear.
Yeah, Blake Bear's got to realize he's out of position on there, and as much as he wants to get the rebound, he's such a gamer, and he's only his first foul, but he's just got to realize he had no position on that. Let that thing go. We just don't want the team fouls to get him to the line is the biggest concern I'd have. Colton Gonerman will bring it up now, the point guard, as they has been for the Big Reds. We'll bring it in. Garrett Ferris on the far side gets it to him, well guarded by Mason Cox. Gonerman tries to get in on Luke Sarver. Luke Sarver, good pressure on Gonerman. That'll frustrate him, I believe, so that's good. Garrett Ferris dribbles around. Can't see anything inside, so gets it back to Gonerman. Luke Sarver will come out and guard him. He wasn't paying attention. Bob gets the steal. Kicked off of Centerville. Yes, that's all on Colton Gonerman not paying attention and Luke Sarver being aggressive.
That's right. Colton Gonerman was looking over to the bench. Coach was flashing up the play to run. And while he was doing that, Sarver took advantage of it, knocked the ball, and good hustle play there by the Blue Demons. Baker, Mason Cox out. This time on the left side. There's a foul on Mason Cox. He misses a shot, but he was fouled. Looks like that was fouled on number 25, and that's Garrett Ferris.
His first.
So Ferris will have his first. Mason Cox will, I believe, be on the line shooting three.
You know, Mason Cox, he does it. He's a great three-point shooter. Actually, the team, quite honestly, struggles a little bit from the three-point line. Only a 63% shooter. I think Coach Kruzer wants the timeout here, 30-second timeout here, so we'll keep it right here. He wants to gather his troops. Again, the Blue Demons are back within five with a chance to get it to two if Mason Cox can make these three free throws on the season. Where's my number here? Mason Cox is 7 for 11, so hasn't gone to line a ton, but he has made 7 out of 11, so hopefully he can get that to 10 out of 14. So we'll see what we got here. Again, trailing 43-38, the Blue Demons down by 5 against Centerville. 1:44 left in the third quarter. Blue Demons want to make a little push here, get the quarter closed out on a positive note, maybe get tied or even a slight lead, and then really try to control that fourth quarter. Rebounds have been key for Centerville. Fouls have been key for Alley in terms of Michael Starcevic, the leading scorer with 4 fouls sitting on the bench right now. He'll come back in. You've got to think Coach Archer's going to address that, make sure we attack him when he comes in, see if we can't get that fifth foul.
I get that feel that this is one of those games where free throws are going to mean a whole lot when we come down to the end of the game. Mason Cox here with his first one, puts it right in the hoop. That's one. We want two more out of him. He'll set up on the line to shoot the second. On the floor for the Demons, we have Luke Sarver and Ryan Sarver. We have Mason Cox shooting three free throws. Had to slow down to say that. He makes the second. Nothing but net on those two. So we also have Blake Bear and Matt Baker. We've got a real quick lineup out there on the floor right now. Mason Cox sets in to shoot his third free throw. A little bit hard off the back of the iron. Luke in there fighting for the rebound, but it comes down to number 25.
Starcevic, or Ferris, excuse me. Garrett Ferris controls it, gets it to Gonerman. Colton Gonerman brings the ball up, wants to get it back to Ferris, doesn't want Luke Sarver stealing that ball from him again. Mason Cox well defended on Garrett Ferris. He can't get anything going, so he dumps it off to Gonerman. Gonerman tries to drive. Luke Sarver stays right with him chest to chest, but Gonerman's able to get the bucket.
That was a good defensive play, but he was able to take it up over the top of Luke and put it in. Matt Baker drives it down the court, throws it up, and gets two.
Little rainbow shot out of Matt Baker brings it back within 3 points, 45-42, the Blue Demons trail. Gonerman, his dribble, picks up his dribble, gets to Kozlovich, who puts it. Yes, he put it on his hip and then kept the dribble. That's a freshman mistake, unfortunately, for him. But a good deal for the Blue Demons as they get the turnover.
Got a 42-42 45 games. Centerville with the lead by three. Matt Baker with the ball just over half court. Passes left over to Blake Bear at the top. Looking around, got some good cuts going on inside. Blake Bear being patient. Passes back to the top to Matt Baker. Looked like he might want to take the shot and held up. Dribbled over, passes to the right-hand corner to Ryan Sarver. Back to Baker. Baker with the shot. It's a three off the front of the rim. Luke Sarver chases that ball down. Right back up to Mason Cox. Mason Cox is going to reset it. Looks to Coach Archer. Got the play. Back to the top of the key. Goes left side with Blake Bear. Blake with the dribble. Dribbles back up to the top of the key. Guarded well by Centerville. And Blake Bear just threw the ball away.
Yeah,
maybe Matt Baker was coming back to get it. Matt was on the front side of that V cut. Be Centerville's ball.
Centerville running on defense. A little 1-3 with a one-on-one play. Keeping man-to-man on Matt Baker and doing a 1-3 zone with the rest of the team. So trying to control Matt Baker. Centerville gets the ball in. Garrett Ferris tries to penetrate. Can't get it. Mason Cox well guarded on him. Tries to knock the ball loose. Gets it out to Brett Kosrich, who Matt Baker is guarding at this time. Matt Baker's going to try to harass the freshman if he can. See if he can't get a steal. Kosrich tries to drive. Kicks it out to Gonerman at the three-point line. He looks at the three for second, but nothing doing there. Wants to drive. That's more his game. Gets it to Tate Felton. Good strip by Luke Sarver. Jared Armington gets a shot up off the buzzer. With that, the Blue Demons find themselves trailing only by 3 points, Todd.
That was a good defensive stand. Looked like Centerville was being patient. They let the clock run down clear under 6 seconds. Took the drive and had a good block up there and then a good defensive stand.
We will take a short timeout after three quarters. Again, now be a 42, Centerville 45. You're listening to 96.7 Southern Iowa's sports leader, KIC Thunder Country.
When you lose a loved one, the flood of emotions you feel can be overwhelming. So many things to reflect on, so many things to deal with, and plan both short-term and long-term. You, more than ever, need someone to help you. Someone with sensitivity, caring, and understanding, and someone with the expertise to truly honor your wishes and your loved ones. That's when it's a good idea to contact Richard Tharp or Cody Crawl at Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129. They're there to help you in your time of need.
Welcome back, folks. We've got a great game going on here in Albia, Iowa. Albia Blue Demons taking on Centerville Big Reds. The third quarter saw Albia score 13 to Centerville's 8. That brought the score back to 3-point deficit for the Blue Demons. They find themselves trailing only by 3, 42 to 45. And the Blue Demons get the ball to start the fourth quarter, Todd.
And Mason Cox inbounds the ball to Matt Baker. Matt Baker brings it to the half-court line. Zach Hugan in the high post. Back to Baker. Baker looks, fakes. And now he takes the shot, 3-pointer. Just off the front of the rim, bounces around.
And Michael Starcevich is back in. Starters for both teams coming in here. So it'll be interesting to see if we try to attack Michael, maybe see if we can't pick up that fifth foul on him. I like Matt Baker getting his feet set, really putting himself, try to get that three-point shot up, and it just didn't fall. Michael Starcevich is pressing, gets a shot up, no good. Matt Baker with the rebound, comes in and attacks to Tanner Wynn.
Tanner back out to Matt. Matt puts up the three. Three comes off the rim. Tanner Wynn right there for the rebound, dishes it inside. And there we go. Vic Sanders doesn't score a lot, but he comes up with some big buckets right there. Vic in the right spot. Receives the pass from Tanner Wynn.
Rewarded for tipping that ball, keeping it alive. Very good job, Tanner Wynn, recognizing, gave him the reward there. Michael Starcevich up top, guarded by Tanner Wynn. Gets to Gonerman, who tries to drive. Oh, I don't know about that, Coach. Again, Todd Ratliff, Dan Stocker, bringing you the game. Zach Hugan gets called for the foul on a little body there. It will be his fourth foul. Immediately gets Luke Sarver up to bring him in the game.
And Zach looked like he was sliding down right into position. Not much contact.
Hands up.
Enough that they got the call.
Colton Gonerman will go to shoot two. Misses the first one. Again, Luke Sarver coming in for Tanner Wynn, for Zach Hugan. Zach's not happy, and I understand that fully. Luke Sarver will come in and do a great job in there banging around and keeping the pressure on Colton Gonerman, among others.
Got some noise here in the gym. The student section picks him up. He shoots the second one and makes it.
2-point lead for Centerville, now 46-44.
Matt Baker brings it up, pushes it up. Mason Cox, Mason with the pass. Tipped and taken by Centerville.
Gonerman fakes it as he drives and gets the layup. Nice little ball fake out of Gonerman. Again, the defense was not able to recover on it.
Matt Baker brings the ball up court. Looks left this time to Tanner Wynn. Tanner's surveying the situation. Goes right, Mason Cox. Luke Sarver with the screen. Doesn't take it. Dribbles. Pass down to the corner to Luke Sarver. Luke puts the ball up. Comes off the rim. Centerville with the ball. Number 33 up there, Armington.
Armington gets it. Gets it to Michael Starcevich. He wants to set up the offense to get the play call from the coach. Coach Hill over on the bench over there. Starcevich sets the offense. Gets to Ferris on the near side of the three-point line. He tries to drive on Mason Cox. Gets by him. Able to put it up and one. Going to be a foul just as the shot was going off. Mason Cox got beat on the penetration. Looks like the foul's going to be on Luke Sarver, his third foul. Mason Cox is going to come out. Again, coach doesn't want to see that drive, that penetration get around him that easily. Garrett Ferris will go to line to get the old-fashioned three-point play. Garrett Ferris having a heck of a game, 14 points on the night. Gets himself set for the extra point here and makes it. So 51-44 is our score just like that. Centerville's back up to 7-point lead.
Matt Baker with the ball is at the top of the key, dribbles right into the hoop, kicks out to Tanner Wynn. Tanner with the drive, comes back towards the middle. Luke Sarver at the top of the key, dribbling in, back to Tanner. Tanner with the drive, kick out to Matt Baker. Matt Baker with the drive, puts it up. Vic in there, Vic Sanders fighting for the rebound, grabs the rebound. And Albie saves the ball. It's good. Awesome play right there by Blake Bear. And we got a foul. It's like the freshman from Centerville.
Yep. Brett Kosrich gets his second foul. A little bit of activity at the half-court line. We about had an over in the back. Blake Bear did a great job tipping it back. And then Tanner Wynn got a hold of it. And Brett Kosrich has reached out and fouled him.
Tanner Wynn will inbounds the ball. Goes to Matt Baker in the backcourt. He brings it up. Top of the key. Dribbles. He looks. He finds Luke Sarver. Luke with the pass. Left-hand side. Blake Bear. Takes a dribble back towards the top of the key. Passes left over to Tanner Wynn. Tanner with the drive. Good pass down low to Vic Sanders. Kicks it out. Baker with the ball. Drives into the lane. Got a strip from him.
Stripped by Gonerman. He's going coast to coast around the back. Oh, Luke Sarver. Luke Sarver about has a steal, but Gonerman got twisted and spun around. And so there's going to be a foul. A hard foul. Not intentional. Not a flagrant.
He had his hand on the ball the whole time there. So definitely not anything personal on that. Just trying to stop the drive.
And that'll be his fourth foul, so Luke knows he's coming out. You know, a hard foul, no doubt about it, but, Gonerman's going around the back, and it just put it right out there for Luke to go get. And Luke did the right thing, get his hand on the ball, do not let him get the shot off.
A little confused by this. Luke went out even though it's a two-shot foul.
Yeah, I think the officials got a little confused. Good call, Todd. That should have been the second foul. I've never understood that rule, but it should be the second free throw that he comes in. Yeah.
So the first shot is no good. Goes in and swoops its way back out. Albie trails 44-51. Second shot here coming from Gonerman. And he makes it. Takes it back to an 8-point lead. 44-52 with 5:35 left to go in the fourth quarter. Tanner Wynn with the ball on the left-hand side. Looks like Coach Archer wants to talk it over a little bit. Going to call a 30-second timeout.
We're going to keep it right here. Again, the Blue Demons are going to have to find a way to get some defensive stops and get good offensive sets. And I know the Blue Demons are going to want to try to start shooting those threes, and I don't have a big problem with that as long as we get open, but I think it's going to be predicated on us driving to the hoop first and then kicking it out to the three, not just looking to shoot the three, Todd.
Similar to what we saw earlier when they drove it in and kicked it out to Mason Cox, he was open.
Right.
Yeah, you don't want to force it with something in your face. Usually that doesn't turn out the way you want it to. It doesn't get your guys set to go in for the rebound. So this is a pretty big possession right here for Albia. Trailing 8 points, 5:31 to go.
Yes, and we've got a good three-point shooting team. I mean, no matter who's out there, they all can put it up there. Have no problem with it all, but I really think they need to continue to penetrate as much as they can. If it's there, take the layup, take the two. We'll do two at a time. If it's not there, then try to kick out, and if you've got a three, take it at that time, but don't look to just shoot it without getting a good look.
Baker inbounds the ball to Baker. Mason actually inbounds the ball to Baker. Baker drives in the lane, picks up the foul. Looks like number 21's feet. Gonerman
will pick up his second foul. And again, that's what you got to do. You know, we get one more foul, we'll be in the bonus. We get a chance to get some easy points there by going to the free throw line.
Albie will inbounds the ball underneath their own basket. Mason Cox will throw the pass in. Goes up high to Tanner Wynn. Tanner Wynn standing wide open, puts the three up, doesn't make it. Vic with the tip. No good. And Centerville pulls down the rebound.
Colton Gonerman controls the rebound, gets it out to Michael Starcevich, who brings the ball up court, gets in the front court for Centerville. Colton Gonerman trying to get at the high post, nothing there. Garrett Ferris gets it on the far side, gets it now to Colton Gonerman at top at the three-point line. Michael Starcevich wants to get it back, but it's well covered. Gonerman drives the hoop, can't get it, but gets it to Jared Armington, puts up the easy bucket.
Vic Sanders sends it over to help out, and that left him wide open under the hoop. Baker will bring the ball up. Demons trailing by 10. Dribbles the ball, pass over to right-hand side. Mason Cox with the dribble into the hoop. Off the glass, it just comes off the front of the rim.
Just not getting the ball to drop here for the Blue Demons, and that's just been a struggle for them. I know their shooting percentage is going to be way off as we get to the end of this game, no matter what happens. Matt Baker was guarded on Brett Kosrich, but a little too tight and moved as Brett brought the ball through and fouled him. Will be Matt's third foul, will be the ninth team foul. So Brett Kosrich goes to the line, shooting 1-1. Zach Hugan, who is ready to check in, is indeed coming in for Vic Sanders. So we're going a little smaller lineup, but a quick, strong lineup nonetheless. good shooter with Zach Huben coming in and also able to drive in and get the layup if it's open. Brett Kozowicz with the front end of a 1-1. Makes it. Doing a very good game out of him. Again, 8 points on him for the night, just slightly above his scoring average for the season. Shooting the bonus now, Brett Kozowicz is. Up and rattles around, no good. Zach Huben with the rebound.
Zach gets the ball up to Matt Baker. Brings it across half-court line. Passes down the sides. Tanner Wynn with the drive, partially blocked. Misses the shot. Centerville with the rebound.
Jared Armington gets the board, gets to Michael Starsvich, who slowly brings the ball up court. Tanner Wynn guarding him. Donnerman gets it, turns at the high post, turns and drives, gets to Jared Armington again. They're trying to switch and help, but we're not recovering, so we've got to play better man defense without necessarily trying to get all the help. We've got to man up a little better than that.
Matt Baker with the pass, goes out of bounds.
Coach Archer has seen enough of the pressure there. He wants a full timeout. With the score 44-57, Blue Demons trailing by 13. We're going to take a timeout as well. 4:08 left in the game. Blue Demons trail. You're listening to 96.7 Southern Iowa's sports leader, KIC Thunder Country.
Bluff Creek Archery is hosting its third annual Indoor 3D League. This league starts Monday, January 20th. The cost for the 3D League shoot is $50. For more information, call Bluff Creek Archery at 641-932-2422. Get out and enjoy this Indoor 3D League. It's a great time to sharpen your skills for the spring season. The best part of this 3D League is when you shoot, your name will go into a drawing for a new bow. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Elbia, where you go for all your archery hunting needs.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone, to Albion Community High School. I'm Dan Stockert with Todd Ratliff, bringing you South Central Conference basketball action. Albion Blue Demons trail Centerville Big Reds 44-57. And your Southern Iowa sports leader getting all the action for you on all the sports right here. Blue Demons check the ball in, get it to Tanner Wynn, who swings it over to Matt Baker.
Matt Baker dribbles around the top of the key, dribbles in the lane. He's got three guys on him. I'm not sure who they're going to call this on, but there's a lot of contact in there. Baker go to the line to shoot two. It looks like foul
Garrett
number.
Ferris. Garrett Ferris is going to get the foul, his second foul again. That was just a choice. You could pick anyone. Ferris, Gonderman, Starcevich would have been nice, but that wasn't the call. Matt Baker, though, again, almost a 90% free throw shooter on the season, 86% is going to line shooting two. Hopefully it's an easy 2 points here, and that's the first one. We're going to have some quick scores. We're in the bonus now, so the more fouls we can get, score when the ball's dead, that would be great. But we're going to have to make those free throws.
And both teams in the bonus here. Blue Demons with 9 fouls will be in the double bonus the next time they foul. Matt Baker gets the ball, gets set for a second free throw. Ball's up, ball's in. Cuts the lead down to 11, 57-46. Centerville Big Red leading it.
14th point for Matt Baker. Michael Starcevich will bring it up for the Big Reds, taking his time, bringing it up. Again, going out with kind of a half-court press here, if you will, trying to get a lot of pressure on the Reds. Oh, it looked like a travel on Brett Kozowicz, but he doesn't get the call. Ball goes up, no good. Tanner Wayne gets the rebound, sees to Matt Baker. One dribble from half-court, and it's a layup. There's 2 points for the Blue Demons.
Has a good release pass. Matt Baker.
Mason Cox with the steal. Nice job, Wade. Good. That's what we got to have is that energy out of this Blue Demon squad.
Zach Huben takes a shot at the three, wide open, just short, comes off the front of the rim. Centerville with the rebound, dribbling down.
Gonderman all the way in, gets bumped by Zach Huben. See who the foul's on, but I think it's going to be Zach. We'll see who the call is, but Gonderman just good at initiating contact. Nope. Is that on Ryan Sarbert? No, it's going to foul out Zach Huben. That's what I thought I had actually the contact. You know, in the last three-point attempt by Zach, I think that ankle just gave him a little pause to be able to push off of. We're not seeing him limp by any means, but I think it's just a little more aggravating than what he would ever admit to.
Didn't quite get that uplift on the jump, and that's what left it short.
So Colton Gonderman, the second leading scorer for the Big Reds, goes line, misses the first one. He has a struggle at the free throw line and is only a 46% free throw shooter on the season, so that's not a fluke. He really struggles from the line. Misses the front end there. He's got 15 points on the night, right at his average for the season. Gets the second one. So, again, free throw, about 50% shooter, and he does that.
Mason Coxon balls the ball to Matt Baker. Baker drives down, drives coast to coast. High off the backboard. Does not go in. Tanner Wynn trying to keep the ball alive. Matt Baker down there with him. Good hustle play by the Blue Demons. The ball will be out of bounds going to Centerville.
Nice job out of Tanner Wynn and Matt Baker trying to keep the ball back on this side and try to get the possession back. We've got to be more aggressive and do what we can without fouling. We don't want him going to the free throw line, but, boy, we sure need to be aggressive. Star Search comes up. Matt Blake Bear is guarding him, and they're going to call Matt Baker. Yep, or Blake Bear. He pushed off. If Blake would have just ran through the screen, he'd have been fine, but he extended the arms on the screen, and it's just going to be a charge every time. You just can't do that. You've got to – Michael Star, if he'd have ran through him, Star Search would have got the foul. You know, if you just ran through
I
that
agree.
Screen.
I think you're exactly right, but his arm coming out.
You can't put hands on the guy like that. It's an easy call. It makes it too easy.
So we'll shoot two here for Michael Starcevic.
Misses the first one. Pretty decent free throw shooter, about 77% on the year, but misses the first one there.
And he's well under his average on the evening between fouls and the Demons' defense, who kept him in check. Second shot goes up and is good.
The Demons look to go quick now.
Matt Baker with the ball, dribbles it up the court. It's on the right-hand side, passes down. Ryan Sarver with the shot.
Off of the grass.
Out of bounds, but off of...
Oh, I thought he said off of Centerville. What? Yeah, he pointed the wrong way. I was going to say, he said off of Centerville. It was off of Michael Starcevic, and so the Albion will retain possession on it. They do trail 59-48, though, trail by 11 with 2:52 in the game. So a huge possession. We're trying to shoot the quick shots, but we've got to start making them. We can't just be chucking them up there without results.
Ryan Sarver kicks the ball in. Mason Cox, dribble fake, puts it up. There was a foul down low.
Somebody boxing out. It's on Ryan Sarver, I think. He has a tendency to box out just a little too aggressive, and indeed that's what the call is, and he's shooting one and one, so you hate to have that. We get him all the way to the other end to shoot free throws. That's only his first foul for Ryan, but you just hate to have that foul be committed. Officials are conferring on what was going on and who's going to shoot the free throw there, and Jared Armington is the one that's going to go to the line.
Armington will have two here.
61% free throw shooter on the year, so not a bad one to foul. The only better one would be going after Colton Gonneman.
First shot is up and good. Sends the lead 48-60 now for the Big Reds. Second shot coming up. Ball is up.
No
ball
good.
Comes out.
Blake Bear controls the rebound, gets to Matt Baker in the front court. Matt Baker dribbles around, sees Blake Bear, who drives all the way to lane, gets up a little floater, can't get it to drop.
His floaters just haven't been falling.
Just the story of the night for all the Blue Demons. Not anyone in particular, just not getting the rolls. Michael Starcevic gets the ball and brings it up court, gets in the front court, kicks it out to Gonerman, takes a look at a three, but nothing there. Garrett Ferris is going to be happy to take control of the ball, not have a shot, but Blake Bear gets the steal, comes in for a layup all the way, and a block by Gonerman, but a rebound by Tanner Wynn. And misses a shot, rebound by Ryan Sarver, who puts the putback. So a couple rebounds, couple shots, and we finally get the bucket.
Good aggressive play there to start that by Blake Bear. Full, got that ball.
Full court press being put on by the Blue Demons, trying to get something happening here, trying to get a little something going, trying to go a little zone defense here, a little different, get indeed a ball movement. Jared Armington's rolling around. Mason Cox can't control. Kick ball, Blue Demons. So good hustle of activity, and that's what the Blue Demons, they're just going to have to sell it all out right now and give everything they've got. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Got a minute 56 left. They're trailing by 10, 60-50. Mason Cox will inbound the ball. Gets it into Matt Baker. Matt Baker brings it across half court. Looks left, looks right. Takes a drive, passes out to Mason. Mason with the shot. The shot goes in, three-pointer. Cuts the lead to 60-53. Centerville still with the lead.
Full court press by the Blue Demons. Haven't seen this much tonight at all, so hopefully we can cause a little, some little trap maybe right here at half court. Indeed, they got Michael Starcevic. Coach Cruz just wants a timeout. He hasn't seen that trap. He wants to set his offense. So very exciting. That'll be a full timeout by the Centerville. So with a minute 39, the Blue Demons trail by 7, 53-60 with the timeout. We'll take a short timeout as well. You're listening to Blue Demon Basketball on Southern Iowa Sports Leader KIC Thunder Country.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make the most out of your savings, and how do you make it last? How much should I take out and when? When should I take out Social Security? Or, if your saving for retirement strategy involves the phrase, I'll get around to it someday, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor Brian Crosser. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Stop by our office at 18 Washington Avenue East in Albion, the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Oh, I didn't think this was going to be an impossible mission, Scott, but it looks like it's going to get that way for Todd Ratliff. I'm Dan Stocker here bringing you Blue Demon Basketball. 53-60 is our score. The Blue Demons are trailing by 7 with a minute 39. So they have a mission in front of them that they want to try to take advantage of, try to keep the win and keep the lead in the South Central Conference. Again, they're 4-0 on the season. Centerville has just one loss, conference loss on the season, 2-1. So a real battle for the conference lead. Blue Demons coming out with a half-court press here, coming out, trying to trap right there on Michael Starcevich. He dribbles around the press, gets to Brett Kozarich. Blake Bear all over him, trying to harass him, do what he can. Blake Bear, again, really doing a good job. He's very good up top there to take any dribbler and really work him hard.
Texas Central's trying to take some time off the clock. There's not much time left on there. They work the ball in. Basket down low by Armington.
To Armington once again gets us. Matt Baker gets it, takes it up. He can't get anything, but kicks out to Mason Cox to open three-point at the top of the key. Goes up, no good. Ryan Sarver gets the rebound. Foul there. About mate. Ryan Sarver's got to keep his head. Colton Gonerman, though, gets the foul. But Ryan Sarver about popped him with the elbow. Would have got the flag under the tee.
Yeah, it's a good thing that he put it in check right there at the last moment. He'll be going to the line. He'll shoot a couple. He'll shoot one and one. Yep. These are important free throws for Ryan Sarver.
You bet, 9-point deficit right now. 53-62 is our score. The Blue Demons trail. Ryan Sarver has a chance to get two quick, easy points here without letting any time expire. Again, 1:06 in the game, so it's coming down in the stretch here.
The officials get them set. Toss the ball up to Ryan on the free throw line. Shot goes up off the back of the iron. Tanner Wynn with a good attempt at that rebound. Down by Armington.
Yep, Jared Armington, the center, able to get that rebound. Tanner Wynn tries to get the steal, gets up to Garrett Ferris, who drives all the way to low block, but nice block by Tanner Wynn, who blocks it, though, to Armington. As he goes up, I believe it could be Ryan Sarver gets the blocking call. So good aggressive play there. Jared Armington just was in the right place once again for the Centerville Big Red. Only the second foul on Ryan Sarver. Armington will get two shots here. Whether it was a shooting foul or not, a double bonus for the Big Reds.
Armington on the line. He'll have two here. First shot up and good.
Has 15 on the night, so that will get him 16. Extends the lead to 9 points. No, 10 points. 10 points, excuse me.
And the second shot goes up, and it's good. Tanner Wynn inbounds the ball to Matt Baker. Matt Baker brings it up in a hurry. Looking for the drive. Drives it in. Little floaters just haven't fallen all night.
No.
Centerville with the rebound.
Full court press by the Blue Demons. Can't get a steal, though, and they're able to get in the front court. Groneman has it. He's dribbling around the press, getting out of the pressure. Michael Starcevich up top. Very confident ball handler for him. Tanner Wynn. Oh, I thought he had the block there, Coach. I thought he had it.
Looked like he was pretty set for the block. Maybe he tilted his shoulders backwards before the contact was made, and that changed officials' mind. Either way, we'll have two free throws here coming for Michael Starcevich.
You know, with 36 seconds left, 64-53 is our score. The Blue Demons trailing by 11. Michael Starcevich has two free throws automatic coming, a 77% free throw shooter. First one up and good by Michael Starcevich, who again has struggled on the night there. 7 points on the night with four fouls he's been playing with, so he's done a good job here with the four fouls.
Second
one up and no good. Ryan Sarver gets the rebound.
Tanner Wynn throws the ball up court. Blake Bear. Blake drives to the hoop. Makes a layup. Centerville tries to inbound it. Albie with full court pressure.
Really trying to go as nuts as they can there. And that's what you got to do. Try to get steal, but if you can't, get the foul right away. And that's really all you can do, Tanner Wynn. Nice job. Pulls the foul there. That'll be his fourth foul. 21 seconds left in the game. The Blue Demons, again, trail by 10 with Michael Starcevich at the line. Have a fairly good free throw shooter. We'll see if we can't get him to miss both these and get the ball back. Centerville has called off all the rebounders. Nobody on the line or in the lane to rebound. First no good.
They don't want to take a shot at getting a risky foul down there. Here comes the second shot.
Gotta get this rebound on the miss and get up and get a quick score. And a miss again. Rattles in and out. Tanner Wynn with the rebound. Gets it to Matt Baker.
Matt pushes the ball up to Blake Bear. Blake Bear again drives. Looks like he is grabbed by number 12. That's Kozarich.
On the floor will be the call. Will be a 1-1 for Blake Bear. Pretty good little free throw shooter, is he typically. On the season, he hasn't had a ton of them there. 60% is what they say. But for my money, when I've seen him play for over the years, he really does a nice job at the free throw line. Maybe a little struggle here, a little sophomore struggling to start the season. But I think it's a good one to have on.
First shot's up, and it falls. So there you go. Second shot.
Brings it within 9 points. 65-56 is our score with 16 seconds left in the game.
Blake gets the ball. Second shot on the free throw. And
banks it in. Makes that second one. They press and they're able to break it. Jared Armington gets in the front court. He just kind of stands and dribbles a few times. Try to get Michael Starcevic. That's why you don't want your big guy handling that ball. Makes a bad pass to Starcevic. Turns it over with 10 seconds left. Again, the Blue Demons trailing. We'll see if there's enough time left to do anything in the magical.
Matt Baker with another drive, a little floater. Again, the floater comes up short. Armington with the rebound. Looks like the clock is going to run out on us.
And that'll be our ball game, folks. Centerville will get a huge South Central Conference win. 65-57 is our final here. That's a big win for them to keep them in the South Central Conference race. It puts us a little tighter in the mix. Really sets up for a huge game next Friday when we host Sheraton. We were able to steal the overtime win down there early in the year. So you know Sheraton's going to have their ears peeled back, want to get in control of this conference race. So really, just what you would expect from the Battle of Highway 5, Todd, that it's going to be a battle every night.
It is. You know, the records are thrown out, and two teams came out here ready to play. The shots didn't fall real well for the Demons. Centerville did a good job of picking up the rebounds for those shots and come out of here with a victory tonight.
You know, they did. Certainly disappointing for the Blue Demons. They're going to think about a lot of things they could have, would have, should have done, and unfortunately just not able to get it. You know, just a lot of shots didn't fall, as you said. You know, a lot of good runners all throughout the game. They just couldn't get them to drop. You might think it's nerves, but that's not the whole game. You know, that's just the start of a game. Very capable shooters. We're just not able to get it finished up in the end. Disappointing loss for the Blue Demons, folks. You know, they'll have a little bit of time to regroup now. Although next week is a busy week for the Blue Demons. The varsity goes up to Pleasantville on Monday in a non-conference game. Tuesday they host Knoxville in a non-conference game. And then Friday they come back and, again, as I said, host Sheraton, which will be a huge conference game. So they'll get two games to kind of regroup and rebuild on some things, come back to Sheraton. And then for a season, they don't have time to rest. Saturday they get to host Grinnell, which is receiving votes for top 10 team in the 3A district. So, you know, it'll be a tough, tough week for the Blue Demons next week, Todd. And so we'll see what happens. For your coverage here, we're going to be bringing you all just the conference games here. So next Friday will be our next broadcast of South Central Conference action. Both the boys and the girls game will get for you here, hosting again here in Albia. So be listening for that. Be senior night, be a great night for the Blue Demons and Lady Bees, and we hope to bring you big wins on that. Any final thoughts, Todd?
Well, you know, I was I appreciate the opportunity to come up here and take the last seat in the house tonight. And as we know, you're listening to Southern Iowa Sports Leader KIIC Thunder Country.
We'll be back right back after this short timeout.
A secure financial future requires planning with someone familiar who can help you achieve your goals. We are people you know who can advise you on the auto loans, vacation loans, college loans, home improvement loans, and home equity loans that you will need to keep your family on track. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia is open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. They have a Super Buy while supplies last on Line & Kugel's Orange Shandy. 8-pack bottles are 2 for $5 plus deposit. And a Super Buy on Miller 64 12-pack cans, 2 for $8.99 plus deposit. That's Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia.
Welcome back, everyone, to Albia Community High School coverage of Albia Blue Demons as they go down in defeat tonight against South Central Conference rival Battle Highway 5 Basketball Edition. The boys lose 57-65, so a disappointing loss for them. The girls, as we covered earlier, had a nice win for them. They're still in a very good spot in their conference race, and the boys are too, quite honestly, Todd. They're in a good spot. They just got to battle back from this, so it's going to be hard each and every night. For the Blue Demons tonight, Matt Baker had 16 points. Tanner Wynn had 7. Blake Bear had 8. Zach Hugan with 9. Mason Cox came in 11, a lot of good second half out of him. Vic Sanders had 2. For the Centerville Big Reds, we had Colton Gonerman had 11 points in the end. Brett Kosrich had 9. Tate Felton had 9. Michael Starcevic only 6, well below his average. Garrett Ferris with 17. And then Jared Armington had 17. A lot of easy dump-offs in the middle there. Second half, we did a better job on the rebounding board. We overall trailed 26-30. So that's not a good thing, but it certainly was better than that first half where we almost doubled up. Todd, what are some of the things that we need to do to battle back next week?
You know, first of all, we know Coach Archer is going to regroup this team. They need to think about the rebounds. That first half, it kind of got them in that deficit. And, you know, just their shots falling. We had some good drives. We had some good looks. Just didn't make them in tonight.
Well, there you go, folks. That's our game for tonight. We are proud to bring you South Central Conference basketball action, both boys and girls. With Todd Ratliff, I'm Dan Stocker. We'll be back next Friday night, but stay tuned all week long. We've got Iowa State basketball, NFL football coverage, wrestling coverage, Southern Iowa sports leader, KIC Thunder Country.